we estimate overall that the joint operation of the Congolese, Sudanese and Ugandan forces started on the 14th of December against the LRA. The LRA attacks have displaced some 50,000 people. Now, this is in addition to already 50,000 people that have been displaced in the northeastern tip of the DRC, bordering Sudan and Uganda, and already the violence which took place there between September and November already displaced some 50,000 people there.
That's an enormous number of people displaced. How are they being cared for, and where are they being cared for?
Most of these people are still hiding in the bush, or some have found some shelter in the neighboring villages with perhaps relatives. This is an extremely difficult area to access, in particular because of the ongoing insecurity. But furthermore, this is also an extremely remote area with very few roads and very, very difficult to reach. The colleagues that were able to visit the area actually flew there with the UN peacekeeping force and were only able to spend a very limited amount of time on the ground to talk to the displaced population and establish the needs. Also, what is quite worrying, a lot of the crop, the annual harvest of rice, was lost in the fire, for example, in Faraje. And so the food, the shelter, the basic aid items, this population is in dire need of these things. And we are now looking with the authorities how the humanitarian assistance can be administered in these inaccessible and insecure areas.
Now, you are reporting that up to 500 civilians have been killed since the joint mission was launched against the LRA last month. Now, this is equivalent to the death toll in 13 days of military attacks on Gaza. What does that tell you about the brutality of the LRA attack?
Well, the population we were able to talk to is extremely shocked and traumatized by what happened, especially that some of these attacks occurred on Christmas when people were in churches and in their homes. Also, the fact that we have received reports that dozens of women have been raped, dozens of children have been kidnapped by the LRA, very likely for the purpose of the forceful recruitment. These are all extremely worrying reports, and needless to say, we are extremely shocked and alarmed by the brutality and the extent of these attacks.
What did the mission find as the need for food, shelter, and medicines in the region, and what can be done about it?
Well, the plans are now drawn for providing assistance for the people who have been displaced during the September to November period, as well as in the most recent violence. We will be facing huge logistical problems. There are very few access roads. Some of these villages are in extremely inaccessible areas. In addition to the overall insecurity, this will be additional problems for anybody trying to deliver aid to the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Tell us about last weekend's LRA assault on the town of Nagero and Garamba National Park. How were the park rangers and DRC army personnel able to fend off the attack?
There was an attack which occurred on Saturday to a village which is some 20 kilometers north of Faraje. In that attack, we understand that at least 8 people were killed, and then another 3,500 are estimated to be displaced. Finally, we have only received yesterday some sketchy reports of another attack on a village which is also in that area, again leaving a number of dead behind, and it's very likely that this attack again caused certain displacement in this area. I cannot comment on the military side of the operations because UNHCR is in Congo as the humanitarian agency. Our colleagues, together with other UN agencies, were able to visit the town of Faraje and Tadu, where most of the Congolese civilians fled after the Christmas attacks on Faraje. Some 37,000 people are estimated have left their homes in Faraje, were forced to leave. Some of them reached Tadu, mostly women and children. By the time our colleagues were there, the NGOs were registering these people, and more than 1,000 were already registered. The rest appeared, according to the NGOs and to the displaced population, the rest seemed to have found the temporary shelter in the bush, or they were still hiding in the bush. Our mission was also able to visit Faraje itself, and it was a rather gloomy scene, as basically more than 800 households have been burned. Also, 3 schools have been burned, and government buildings and medical facilities and so on. Moreover, there is a huge human cost to this crisis because just the attack on Faraj left behind more than 70 dead. The population also reported that more than 220 people have been kidnapped by the Lord's Resistance Army, including some 160 children among the kidnapped.
I was quite taken by the fact that even though Faraj suffered a huge number of burnt houses and a lot of destruction, that still there were efforts in that town to care for a lot of the others displaced in the more recent attacks. Can you tell us about that angle?
Well, many of the displaced tend to flee towards the areas they perceive safer. And what we have seen in the series of the attacks that happened around Faraj is, and this is the town which is some 100 kilometers west of the triple border between Sudan, Uganda, and the DRC. Most of these people seem to have been fleeing southward, which would indicate that the LRA attacks were going in the direction of the north. From Faraj fled towards Tarda, which is in the south, and then also people from the villages north of Faraj fled towards Faraj, which was southwards to them. And of course, despite of the destruction, they were certainly able to find some shelter there, either by the local authorities or by the local population, who in many cases in Congo have been assisting those most unfortunate who were forced to leave their homes.